Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Adam Ottavino is a reliever.
Right.
Had a very good year last year for the Rockies. Brooklyn kid, local guy, New Yorker. Mm-hmm. Probably wants to play for the Yankees or the Mets. And he's been on MLB Network a lot lately, probably getting ready for his next career after he's done pitching, and that's being an analyst.
Sounds right.
And he made a comment that's caused a lot of discussion, and that's his claim that he would strike out Babe Ruth every time. Here's what he had to say.
Babe Ruth with that swing, swinging that bat. I got him hitting a .140 with 8 homers. And he's like, are you nuts? Babe Ruth would hit .370 with 60 homers. And I'm like, I would strike Babe Ruth out every time. I'm not trying to disrespect them. You know, rest in peace, you know. Shout out to Babe Ruth.
Shout out.
It was a different game. I mean, a guy ate hot dogs and drank beer and did whatever he did, and it was just a different game. Guys had to pitch, you know, three-man rotations and 400 innings. I mean, the requirements were just different.
All right. What do you think?
I think he's an average relief pitcher, okay, who I'm surprised even knows who Babe Ruth is. I'm surprised about that. So I give him credit that actually knows who the guy is.
That is a plus.
That is a disgrace from a guy who is a, as I said, he's fortunate that he pitches in an era where he can make a ton of money because he's basically a mediocre relief pitcher who probably, if the Mets sign him, will stink. And, you know, that's my feeling.
You don't agree with him?
No.
What do you think Babe Ruth would do in 2018?
Well, I mean, you can't. It's impossible to compare eras. You can't compare. What do I think Adam Ottavino would do in 1927?
Well, see, that's.
Well, how about that? What would he do if he was pitching in 1927? Adam Ottavino. Who the hell is he? No, I'm serious. I mean, you know, you get these mediocre guys. You know, it's not like it's like a great pitcher, okay? You know, Max Scherzer. You know what? I'd strike Babe Ruth out. Okay, Max Scherzer, guys, all the families won three Cy Young Awards. All right, and here's a guy. I mean, he's a nobody. Come give me a break.
But I don't think his point was, I'm great, I'm striking out Babe Ruth. He was just saying the way baseball was played, I'd have strike him out.
Well, I want to know what he would have done in 1927. What were you doing?
Do you think Babe Ruth would have struck him out? Because Babe was a pretty good pitcher.
It was not bad.
Look, you hit on it.
I mean, come on. How can I compare? I can't compare eras.
Well, you can't because
different world.
One thing I always hear is, oh, well, Babe Ruth was, you know, drinking beer and eating hot dogs.
Right. Okay.
If Babe Ruth played in 2018, he would not be simply drinking beer and eating hot dogs.
Right.
If Babe Ruth played in 2018, he'd have the same workout facilities, the same equipment, the same supplements, the same video.
Right, of course.
The same stats.
Right.
The same everything.
Same availability to PEDs. All of that.
Of course.
I mean, so come on.
So these comparisons, they're stupid because they're meaningless.
It's a dumb thing to say.
Look, we get it. In 1927, because it was a different game. We know that.
Of course.
Everybody knows that.
But I mean, it just bothers me. He's a guy. All right. I mean, like I said, the guy's an average pitcher. What is he? Well, it's like
he had a good year last year.
Okay, he's an average pitcher. You know, let's be honest.
Over the course of his career, he's an average pitcher.
Right. Probably even 1927, he probably wouldn't even make the teams because there was only like 16 teams.
No, but you're doing the same thing, though.
Well, I'm just saying. But he opened a can of worms. I didn't.
Okay. But you're doing the same thing.
It just bothers me when a guy like that starts disparaging a guy from 60 years ago, or 100, not even more than that. I mean, come on.
But even,
stop it.
You know what the problem is? Even if he's
another guy that's trying to rewrite history, it makes me nuts when I hear that stuff.
Even if he's right, it's stupid.
Of course it is.
Guys are bigger and stronger today, but a lot of that is what we have today,
right?
And what they didn't have then. And yeah, we get it. Babe Ruth did not face Satchel Paige unless it was barnstorming.
I understand.
It was a disgrace. Blame Judge Landis.
Right. Don't blame Babe.
We get it. No, it wasn't. Hey, if anything, let me tell you something about Babe Ruth, which Adam Ottavino may not know. Babe Ruth ignored Judge Landis and said, I'm going on barnstorming tours with Negro League players. I don't give a damn, and I'll take my suspension.
Right.
That's what Babe Ruth did, but that's irrelevant to this discussion. The point
it just bothers me when I hear stuff like that. I don't want to hear it. I just don't want to hear it.
Well, it's just it's meaningless.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so
you're trying to get a rise out of people, you know, and unfortunately he got one out of me. I should have just not said anything.
Yeah, it's not worth a rise. The only thing that rises out of me is I hate the discussion because it's a stupid discussion.
Of course it is.
You know, Phil Hughes is on Twitter, and I don't know if this will bother you. I'm going to let you know.
Phil Hughes, another superstar.
You're going to rip him?
Why not?
All he said was there's this great Twitter account called Flagstaff Films. It's fantastic.
Okay.
You'd love it. They have old videos of baseball from like the 30s, the 40s, 50s.
Right, right.
So he's got a clip of Whitey Ford, great view of Whitey Ford pitching.
Right.
And Phil Hughes made the observation, I'm going to get killed for this. Whitey's throwing 80 miles an hour. That was his observation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he may be right.
Maybe.
Maybe, because I've always said that to you. How fast were guys throwing in the 30? We don't know.
Right.
I don't know the answer. Was Big Train, Walter Johnson, that's who he is, by the way, was he throwing 95? Right. Probably not.
Yeah, probably.
Look, the guy was throwing 800 innings a year.
No, I know.
I mean, it was different.
How about that?
I'm exaggerating a little bit, but you know what I mean.
I get it. I mean, you know, how about the toughness angle? You think these guys weren't pitching with arm problems?
Oh, they were all hurt.
I mean, seriously. I mean, today, a guy gets a twitch and he's out for 2 months. I mean, let's be real about that, too.
Look, and it was the same thing with your era. I mean, Walter Johnson would look at Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson and laugh and say, these guys, I pitch more than them.
I understand.
So it all works that way, and it's not the individual's fault. It's not Max Scherzer's fault he pitches every 5 days.
No, I'm not knocking anybody. I'm not, but guys that to go back and try to rewrite history and try to disparage, you know, great players, Hall of Fame players, because of the era they played in, and maybe they didn't throw the ball as hard, and you know, workout regimens weren't what they were, and all of that is ridiculous.
No.
Because there's a lot of guys that today that back then, when there was 16 teams in Major League Baseball, they wouldn't be in the major leagues. There's a lot of guys playing baseball today who wouldn't even be in the major leagues if it was only 16 teams in baseball.
Well, it's one of the many differences. There's differences, good and bad, from this era to the past. There's a lot of them.
That's
and
right.
The only way you can compare players, and this is why I will argue with anybody any day of the week, including Adam Ottavino, this is simple. Babe Ruth's the greatest baseball player
of
all time.
It's not even debatable.
I'm sorry.
Number one.
And
Number one.
And trust me, I am factoring in that he didn't face some of the best. I know
but
that.
But he also pitched, and if he would have just stayed as a pitcher, he would have been a Hall of Famer as a pitcher.
Well, that and the fact that I think the best way to compare players is to compare guys in their era.
Of course.
The guy was hitting more home runs than other teams.
Of course.
That's the – Barry Bonds used steroids, but I'm about to defend Barry Bonds.
Go ahead.
Barry Bonds was using steroids like many other guys were. What he was doing in 2001 was obscene.
Right.
So I have to look at that.
Of course.
I can't ignore that. I can't ignore what he did.
Of course not.
Crazy.
In my lifetime, I never, because I just missed Babe by a couple of years. I saw the end of Gehrig's career, but he was already had his issue there already. But anyway, seriously though, I mean, I never, watching baseball since basically 1961, I never saw anybody as dominant a hitter as Barry Bonds. I mean, where they just didn't pitch to the guy, it was a joke. I never seen anything like it.
No,
what, are you kidding me?
So Jim Brown is a great example. Are guys bigger and stronger in football today?
Sure.
That should not be used to disparage the greatness of Jim Brown.
Of course
all
not.
Jim Brown could do was face the guys he's facing.
Right.
And all Babe Ruth did, Adam, was dominate the guys he was facing.
No question.
So what would he hit in 2018? I reject the question. It's a stupid question. We don't have a time machine.
Right, of course.
What do you think? What type of president would Abe Lincoln be in 2018? It's a different time. I don't know.
Look, I'm with you.
He'd be a great president. He was a hell of a leader, but whatever. I digress.
But you know what I'm saying. But it's unfair.
Sorry, Mr. Lincoln.
You know, guys, and we even see this in the non-sports world with people trying to rewrite history. You can't do it. It is what it is. And to compare different eras, it's ridiculous. And all you do is you're coming off like you're disparaging Babe Ruth. That's what he's coming off.
Even if he didn't mean it, it does come across that way. And he wants to play on the Yankees?
Of course.
I mean, that's,
Of course.
Probably the wrong place to go.
I mean, really.
So you do not want the Mets to sign Adam Ottavino now?
He might be, hopefully he'd be a decent relief pitcher. I don't know, but he is what he is. I mean, who are you? It's absurd.
Adam Ottavino, and I'm not saying this based on any comment he made, just as a baseball fan, is your typical reliever in that I honestly have no idea what he'd give you.
Right.
Because he was great last year. The year before that, he wasn't great.
Right.
I mean, it's like most relievers, not all, because I think some you feel good about. Mets signed or the Yankees signed Zach Britton, I'd feel good about it. I'd feel good.
Andrew Miller.
Yeah, Andrew Miller I'm a little concerned about because of last year, but I don't think that's an up and down thing. I think that was a health thing with him.
Right.
Without Avino, I mean, just look at his career. It's up and down. I don't know what he is.
You have no idea.
But
can't you see Ottavino coming to the Mets? He stinks, man. I'd be ripping him every day about Babe Ruth. Every freaking time he gave one up again, I'd be all over the guy.
I thought, and I mentioned it The best response is what David Cone said on Twitter. David Cone said Babe Ruth would probably dominate Adam Ottavino as a pitcher, which is true. And is a part of Ruth's
At least
greatness.
David Cone was a tremendous, close to being a Hall of Fame pitcher. You could certainly make a case, better case for him being a Hall of Famer than Harold Baines, but that's another story. That's a story for another day. But anyway, you know what I mean?
Yes, no doubt. Cone's tweet was Babe Ruth could probably strike out Ottavino too, just saying.
Right.
And that is true. But it's when you start to compare eras in every sport.
Can't do it.
It's
I think there's a few
tough,
guys.
Man.
I think there's a few guys who, no matter what era they played in, could probably still be a dominant guy. I mean, and I think Babe Ruth would be one of those guys because like you said, man, the bottom line is this. In today's world, he wouldn't be eating hot dogs and drinking beer before games.
That's what
He wouldn't be doing that.
That's why I hate when that's ignored. It's simply attacking what they did. I mean, Christy Mathewson is one of my favorites, would start 46 games a year and pitch 380 innings.
Well, yeah.
If he was alive in 2018, they wouldn't ask him to do that.
Right.
So what would he be when he makes 30 starts and he's pulled after seven?
Right.
I don't know. Probably pretty good, though.
Probably, probably after six.
Probably
make sure he gets his quality start in.
Yeah.
And God forbid he throws more than 94 pitches. So.
And those guys also would pitch out of the bullpen when they wouldn't start.
Right.
So
Mathewson
would make 38, 50, 45 starts and would come in out of the bullpen and dominate.
Yeah, that stuff just makes me nuts, man. I know I'm an old man. I get it. But, I mean, it's come on, man.
Does Adam Ottavino know who Christy Mathewson is?
He probably doesn't.
No.
Probably doesn't. I bet you knows who Tris Speaker is.
You think so?
Yeah.
How about Walter Johnson?
Well, I would hope
so. You know Walter Johnson has why I think people have heard of him? There are actually there's a high school in D.C.
Is there?
Named after Walter Johnson.
The Big Train?
They should. I think it's called Walter Johnson High School. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
Big Train got a school named after him. That's
probably,
pretty cool.
Look, he's got to be the greatest player in the history of Washington baseball, doesn't
he? Oh, I think so.
Is there anybody else?
No. No.
Frank Howard?
No,
of course. I'm just, but I, right.
It's so Big Train, baby.
I'm throwing it out there.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.